Hey, y'all, it's your girl Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. We're back with another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl podcast. I'm so excited because I just got inspired, and I love when these episodes pop up because I can jump on mic and just really talk to y'all real quick. So before I get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears for the last 500 plus episodes, and I really appreciate that. So I've just been inspired over the last few weeks. Since my birthday celebration, I've really been, man, I'm still processing my experience with the Animal Conservatory. I met like 50 animals. Foxes, servo cats, four different types of fowl. Well, yeah, maybe like six if you're counting like actual like birds. Man, it's just been really, I really enjoyed it. And then I got to hold a fennec fox. That was an animal I wanted to meet since I was 16 years old. So I'm just really processing a lot of awesome moments. And I know it's been almost like 2 weeks since I had my birthday. But I want to make sure that whatever I say, because I've been talking about it a little bit. I want to make sure I say what I need to say in the way that I need to say it, okay? But that was amazing. I waited so long to hold that fox. I was like, oh my goodness. Took everything in me not to cry. But I'm really excited. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. It's a weekend of a lot of love this weekend. I'm really excited. but I love when I get episodes that I'm instantly inspired from. It's one thing when I'm inspired and I'm like, oh, I'm going to talk about that. It's another thing where I'm like, oh, I got it. I got to talk about it right now. And the timing of me to talk about that is literally right now. Today is Friday, and y'all know I'm doing episodes at this stage of the podcast, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So I'm just like, woohoo, I love it. The life of a creator is so dope because you have these moments and you feel it in your heart and you know it's going to be good. So with that being said, I wanted to talk about something that I was talking to one of my super duper like Day Zero followers from way, way back named Dunk the Third. Shout out to Dunk. And I was just talking on Threads because, you know, social media is a lot. I'm just like, yeah, I'll be posting and going. But right before I posted and went, Dunk said, because I was saying how I missed old Atlanta, and as a millennial, I really miss Atlanta, or like about 2007 and earlier, honestly. I think a lot of changes started happening after that. I mean, there was some changes that was happening between 05 and 07, but it really changed for real, like in 07 to me. But I was just saying I miss old Atlanta. Like I missed, you know, pre-gentrification, and I missed a lot of things about, I miss pre-inflation Atlanta. I miss pre-hella transplants Atlanta. In terms of just how everything has changed, traffic has changed. The soul of the city has changed a little bit. You can still find the old bit of Atlanta here. It's just that it's not like how it used to be. And I'm pretty sure a Gen Xer could probably be like, well, by the time you missed Atlanta, it was already changing for me. So, you know, just saying it from a millennial perspective, I still love it though. I still love Atlanta. And I still plan on being outside a lot in my favorite city. So it is what it is. But I was just saying, you know, nostalgic wise, you know, I miss certain parts of what used to be. And Dunk said, I miss everything BC before cameras, LOL. The world was way more, I think he was saying lit, before people were taking pictures of every single moment they make. And I said, I mean, I agree with him. I said, dang, Dunk is right. And I said, we're spectators in our own experience now. And that's when I said, ooh, let me get on mic. And then I'm looking at it right now. Dunk just said, man, that's a bar right there. I'm stealing that. He don't even know I'm recording right now. I'm going to tell him as soon as I'm done recording. But I just want to tell y'all, as we get into this lit weekend, it's about to be a lot of stuff happening. It's warm now outside in a lot of places. It's going to be a lot of events. It's going to be a lot of concerts, festivals, family events, brunches, birthday dinners. Some folks celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Some folks celebrate Juneteenth, 4th of July, Memorial Day. It's about to be a lot of stuff is what I'm saying. And I noticed that. And I know you noticed too, boo friend, because we in the same community here. We're all in the same collective. I know y'all noticed that a lot of this stuff that we used to do that wasn't documented is super documented. I think it's hyper documented at this point, to the point where we're spectators in our own experience. We're observing ourselves observe the experience. We're documenting ourselves observing the experience, which means we're really not in the moment in the experience fully. We're kind of in it, But now we're focused on our phones, focusing on the experience. So what I'm saying is that the homegirl who loves you and wants to see you win, please, y'all, put the phones down and enjoy your experience. It's okay to do that. And I know some of y'all could be like, Maria, that's not true. We always had the little flash cameras that you would take to the Walmart for the photo processing. Yes, that is absolutely true. But you couldn't do that at a concert. You couldn't take video the entire time. Yes, we had camcorders. I grew up with a camcorder. I used to document a lot of my family's history, which is a blessing. It's a blessing to be able to document. Like, I was sending in my family group chat. It's like 20 of us. I was sending pictures of my grandparents from the day that I took the picture 9 years prior. So what I'm saying is that it's a blessing to document. Yes. But at some point, you have to draw the line. When I say you, I also mean me, because I'm never above what I say. You have to draw the line between experience and spectating. And when I'm saying spectating, that's documenting your experience to the point where you can't even fully experience what it is you're trying to document. Oh, it's bars today, baby. I'm feeling it. I'm telling y'all, life is too short to go through life half doing your experiences because you just want to document it's there. The event that got me warped back into my reality of the situation was Prince. Y'all know I love me some Prince. Prince Rogers Nelson, the purple one. And I was at his very last show in Atlanta. I talked about this before, but not necessarily in this context. His very last show, he had two shows in Atlanta that night that he rescheduled, actually. He was supposed to do the shows, I think, a week or two prior, and then he rescheduled. So, no. It was a week prior, because then he passed a week after that. Yeah, it was a week prior. He pushed it back 1 week. He had two shows that night. I was at the last show. He had a very strict no camera, no nothing policy. And if you were caught, you were going to be escorted out of the Fox Theater. So I'm just sitting there. And when I say I had not experienced a concert like that in my life, that concert was community. It was spiritual. I cried. I laughed. I sang next to the person I didn't know. You know, like it was a night where we all could just fellowship with each other and just vibe out and just listen to music that made us happy from one of our favorite artists and really just enjoy the experience of what it means to feel music and just enjoy the experience. I mean, it's Prince. Now, I don't want y'all to think I'm over here idolizing Prince or that, you know, they say you can get through the devil through music. Relax, judgmental folks. Don't nobody got time for that today. We're talking about the power of just sharing an experience with not only other people, but within yourself. Being able to fully enjoy the sensory experience of it all. It's one thing to be somewhere. It's another thing to dive so deep into the mindfulness of your experience. So now you know what it feels like, what it smells like, what it tastes like, what it looks like, what it feels like. Not only to your touch, but what it feels like to your spirit. That is what I'm getting at with this episode. When is the last time you were able to really dive deep and get real mindful with it, with your experiences? And if you are checking yourself right now, you're like, dang, I'm probably spectating a little too much. No judgment, boo friends. We've all been there. But now that you know, get back in the game and go live. And go live fully and mindfully within your experience. Take your pictures if you have to, but make sure you enjoy the food that you took pictures of. Make sure you enjoy the people that you had brunch with. Make sure you're listening and vibing to the music that you're capturing with your videos for your B-roll footage. Trust me, baby. I've been there. I'm there. I feel you. Being engaged 100% in your experience to where you're not a spectator, that is a practice, boo friend. Because technology is so available and because the need for content is so vast, but now, you know, we can't even just share regular stuff. Now we got to step it up. Now you got to polish it. Now you got to produce it. Yeah. Now it's a product. Your life is a product on these apps. Our lives are products on these apps. And if you're a business, you definitely are a product. And I can see how folks can end up getting lost in that because you're having to sell something. You're having to present something. You have to, and I'm just saying, if you got to get back to just the bare minimum, do what you got to do. That's what I'm doing. If I want to polish it, I'll polish it. If I want to be authentic, I'm going to be authentic. Raw. And it just is what it is. Year 7, I'm just not in the mix of just having, I feel like we're in a hamster wheel of what to do. We're in a mouse wheel. Every 11 days, we get advice on what to do to reach your people. You should do it this way. You should say it this way. You should do it this way. Oh, that's not working no more. Now switch it up. What Martin Lawrence say? Do your hands like this. Now, I'm showing my age. If you remember that, stop. Think about it. Sorry, y'all. I had to say that one too. But what I'm saying is, if you have not watched Run, Tell That from, what was that, the year 2000? Ooh, that's classic. Definitely tap in. But those are my references for those last two things. But now that's what we're being told to do. We're not authentic anymore. And again, I'm never above the collective. We are not authentic. We're doing things the way everyone else is telling us to do. So not only are we spectators in the experience, now we're do boys and do girls and do folks. For the folks that are telling us how to share the experience with the world. And I'm over it. I wasn't expecting to rant today, but I'm over it. I miss the days where folks were able to share their lives and be comfortable sharing their lives on their terms without feeling like it had to be polished. Without feeling like their experiences was a product. For people just to engage for likes and comments. These are for my non-entrepreneurial folks that I'm speaking to right now. The entrepreneurial folks, I miss the days where you could actually be yourself and you were able to reach your audience. Now, granted, you know, I get it. Some people will say, oh, you should be lucky that, you know, people, you use this app for free and woo, 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 woo. Yeah, I get it. I get it. But using a free app that don't give you what you need while suppressing what you're trying to reach in order to make you pay to reach people that you probably should be reaching for free. That's the thing that I don't agree with. But, you know, we can talk about that another time. But, again, it's Friday. Live your life. Live mindfully. Live fully. Be you. Be authentic. Be true. Trust that you will get to your folks. Your circumstances right now with your reach and everything, that's human. That's real human circumstances. Realign with your center and with your faith and with your purpose. And build and make sure you have something for those folks to align to. That's all I can say about that. So with that being said, I guess the challenge is up yet again. Y'all know I normally was doing like challenges when I was doing Friday episodes when I was podcasting every day on the podcast marathon. But y'all's challenge is just to live fully this weekend. Make sure you're experiencing more than you're documenting when it comes to your experience. It's another thing, like, you know, there's some things where you have to kind of, you know, document. Like, let's say if you're cheering got like an event or a recital or something like that this weekend. Okay, like, let's be for real. It's okay to document that because they may want to see that. And that's also family history. As a family historian myself, nothing wrong with that, you know? But I'm just saying, draw the line to where you enjoy it as well, okay? So with that being said, don't forget to click the link in my show notes to click and complete my podcast listener survey. If you've done so, thank you so much. It helps me get to know you all a lot more. And I'm really excited with the results that I've seen because now I have a bunch of wonderful things that I can talk to you all and share with you all about in different ways. Also, if you love what you heard, please sign up for the email list. You can click the second link in my show notes. Make sure you double confirm so I can send you my free 1 minute meditation guide. I revamped it for the 99 to 2000. That being said, that's the 2024, and I hope you love it. I hope you love it so much. Now, if you've done all these things already, please leave a review wherever you're listening to podcasts: Spotify, Amazon, Podchaser, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to me, where you could leave a review. Please leave some stars. I like 5, but you know, please leave stars. And leave an actual review, okay? I'm in a real good season of alignment. And I love it here. I do. And I want to continue to link up with more people. I want to link up with more people that are picking up what I'm putting down, okay? So I'm really excited. If you didn't listen to the previous episodes I did this week, I did 2 episodes Wednesday. Y'all know I do my double episodes Wednesday. Episode 520 was about how wolves can inspire us to create even in endangered circumstances. And then 521, I was spilling some tea about, it was like, the title is like witchcraft, you know, cultural clashes, adversity, and gratitude, and how we navigated through that. Okay, so I did my usual weekly gratitude shout out episode where I shout out all the cities that were listening, but I threw some tea in there, a little story time midway through, you know, and I think about the 15 minute mark, excuse me. So I had a lot to say this week. Okay, so with that being said, I will catch y'all next episode. This has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, I love y'all. Trust the journey, trust yourself, and whatever you do, do it with love. Being mindful in your experience included, okay? Y'all have a good weekend. Be mindful, experience it, live it through. Love y'all. Peace.